The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody of some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day?
The music is up and running. Big Al's computer is working. We got the music. Piscopo in the Morning. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06 on AM 970, The Answer, with Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie and Al. Debbie's on assignment at ABC 7. By the way, yes, I'll be doing the Columbus Day Parade with Ken Rosato over at ABC 7. That is on Monday. Monday is Columbus Day. And yes, Columbus discovered America. Thank you very much. So we'll be doing that. So going into this celebration and the huge parade with the Columbus Citizens Foundation, which is going to be great, where they give scholarships to kids that want to go to school. And we're also, by the way, I'm looking at TV. I'm tracking all the news. I see nothing about the FBI report. No one's on it. No one's like talking about where it is, how it came out, so apparently now the senators are now reading this report. As soon as we find out something, we're going to break it to you, okay? Because it's in a safe, and I guess they got it out of the safe, and I guess they're reading this report. And my goodness gracious, you can't make it up. So let me, if I can, take a very pleasant diversion to my friend Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours, and just welcome Steve to the show, because we, Lord knows, we need to a little diversion from this crazy news. Steve, good morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
The Yankees won.
Yeah, I know. How about that? Wasn't that great? I was at the game. It was great. Was that great or what, man? Come on.
But it's not fair. One game could affect the entire whole season.
Yeah.
I mean,
the playoff, you mean?
I know.
I know. As long as they won. If they didn't win.
I'll take it, right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If they didn't win, we could say something. But on to Boston, that's going to be interesting.
That's right. That's scary.
Steve, how are you,
yes,
man?
Sir. Good. I'm good. Good morning.
We're ready to go to Italy. We're ready to go. Everybody I talk to, Steve Perillo, my friend, they all want to just get. Do we go by boat or do we go by plane? What do you think? And what is on your mind when you think the ultimate Piscopo, Perillo Piscopo tour? Would that be a boat or a plane, Steven?
By plane. We're going by plane to Italy.
All right. We fly there and then get there quicker, so it's not like a cruise. And then you land mostly in Rome when you go there, right? I mean, that's where everybody wants to go to.
Yeah, Rome or Milan, and you work your way down, or Rome, and you can work your way up. But then Naples and Sorrento is south of Rome, so you got to head down there a little, too. You got to go to Sorrento.
Isn't it like one of the most beautiful places on Earth, Sorrento?
Yeah.
It has
the Amalfi Coast. Yeah. It has Naples, which is a crazy, wild city. They still have the laundry out, you know, between the buildings, flapping in the breeze. The people are screaming. The traffic is insane. Naples is so great.
It is. I went to Avellino. Now, Naples is in Avellino. I went to the outskirts. But Naples itself, the town is a happening town unto its own, Naples is.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest cities in the world. It was ruled by, that's where our people come. My name is Perillo. It's really Perillo, a Spanish name, because the king of Spain ruled over that in the 1800s. So it's got quite a history.
Wow. You know what?
Monopoly.
Yeah, and then Amalfi Coast, you're right. And then you know where I got to go? We got to work. I have the whole plan. See, this is what I'm thinking, Steve, if I can. We'll go, I think maybe we go to Rome, we do the Amalfi Coast. You got to do that. But don't forget, Venice and Florence, you got to see. I am embarrassed to tell you, Steve Perillo, I've never been to Cinque Terre. I've never been, you know, up there. I've never been to Milan. I got to go there. You have a tour for that as well, correct?
Yeah. We go up north. We have one that specializes in called Northern Wonders. Cinque Terre is beautiful. It's five little like peninsulas out in the water. Everything's so compact. There's no cars really around, so you're walking from place to place. The seafood is unbelievable. You know, they catch it right in the water that morning. And so if you like spaghetti with clam sauce, you'll die. It's just white wine.
Yeah. And then I was talking to somebody too. They were saying about Palermo. As a matter of fact, we had dinner at Lorenzo's at the Hilton before we did our Staten Island thing yesterday, the night before. And then I sat at the piano and I played Sorrento. Vide mare quanto bello. So I'm playing the piano. She was from Palermo and Sicily. Now you have tours that go specifically to Sicily, Steve.
Yeah, they start in Naples and work down. There's a place called Matera in southern Italy. That's where the Passion of the Christ, you know, the Mel Gibson was filmed. It's amazing. Ancient cave dwellings, like the first civilization in the world.
Yeah.
And then we go to, there's a lot of people from Puglia, from Bari in America today.
Yeah.
And so we go to there, Albero Bello. Then we go to Taormina, which is the most beautiful place in the world. It has an active volcano, Mount Etna, nearby. And then we end up in Palermo, which is a great city. It's kind of like a Neapolitan-style, Naples-style city, a real fast-moving and beautiful.
This is great.
There's some Sicilians, too.
But you start the tour in Rome, Steve?
I believe that tour starts in Naples now.
Naples, and then you go down. You go right through the... So you see the Amalfi Coast. I see my relatives. I'm being selfish here, sorry. I see the Piscopos there. And then we could go over to Sicily. Come on.
That's right.
Oh, man, I am so up for this. Lord knows I need, especially with all the crazy news. All the stuff you just can't make up. We need to get away, Steve. You know that, right, man?
I have a big meeting with your executives, you know, coming up. So we're really doing it.
You know, and Steve, we appreciate it. And I love having you. I love having fun with you. Now, on currency, when you go to another country, Steve Perillo, should you bring the currency of the country with you or exchange it there?
It would be convenient to bring it, but the exchange rate on this side is terrible, so you'll pay a 20% surcharge. So maybe get a little here, or you can get it at JFK or your airport, but you'll get at least you have something when you land. But then as soon as you land, there's ATM machines everywhere. ATM machines, you know, there's no more traveler's checks, there's no more of that. Everything's credit cards and ATM machines.
Yeah.
They work well.
So you think an ATM over there is just as easy as doing anything else? And do you recommend that travelers carry cash? Because remember in the old days, you had to have the American Express traveler's checks.
You know? You can't even get arrested with those things anymore, I don't think. But you should bring a little cash. You're not supposed to walk around with, 300 euros should be enough.
For
a tour, you don't need money, really. You need a couple hundred dollars on a Perillo tour. Everything's included.
This is great. You're going with us, right? Because we're going to have fun. I mean, you and me in Italy, come on, Steve.
You're talking me into it. You're talking me into it. <Come on. laughs>
I have so many people ask. We could go. We'll have a boy. We'll do it. It's called the Perillo Piscopo Extravaganza. We'll have a blast. Steve, kind enough to join us on the phone, but I have to tell you this. If you listen, to be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli, premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Steve, we love having you on the show, man. You're great. I stand at the ready. Whenever you're ready, andiamo. That's all I got to tell you, my dear.
Andiamo.
And by the way, Steve Perillo, happy Columbus Day, my friend.
Thank you. You too. You too, Jeff. All right, and all the listeners.
Thank you. God bless Steve. Steve Perillo right there at 9:14 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm ready to go. Hey, Steve's a great guy. We just hit it off. And thanks to Frank Volpe in the sales department. Put us together. Forget about it. We're like kindred souls. I'm going to go over there because I've not seen. I'm embarrassed. I've not seen, you know, again. And then, by the way, you're Italian. You go to Italy, right? You go to the homeland, right? And I want to see Cinque Terre. I want to see Sicily, which I have not seen. Spent all my time in Avellino, Florence, and Venice, and had a great time. But then Ireland. See, if you're Irish, because I had one gal. Her name was Christina at the Joey Benefit. Lovely gal. Listens religiously. And I love you, Christina, for listening like that. She goes, Joe, you got to go to Ireland, too. And I had the best time in Ireland. I got the whole plan, boys. We're even going to get Cthulhu to go. Frankie Five Boroughs.
We'll see.
We're going to pry Al out of Jersey. Right.
It's
going to
be tough.
It's going to be tough.
We can't even get him to go to Hoboken.
I know. I know.
It's not that you can't get me to go to Hoboken. I'm not going to explain this again. I'm going out with my wife Friday night.
Right.
I don't want to go to Hoboken.
But that's what it'll be when we go to Italy. You'll have something that week.
Great. No, I won't have something that week.
Beer Fest?
No.
I think we get them now.
I'll go to Italy. I'm happy to go to Italy.
Do we take the wife? No, Wyatt. Me, you, and Steve Perillo.
My wife's not going to go. She'll never take. First of all, the flight is too long for her to begin with, so it's not going to happen.
It's not so bad. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
No, hey, she barely did the flight to San Diego.
Right.
I mean, that was five and a half hours. So.
You know, the senator. Thank you, Albert, and we love you, and we always like you with us. The senators are now reviewing. I'm looking at this. Can we put it? This is CNN. You want to put Fox on there so I could see? I want to get both sides here.
Fox is in a commercial right now.
Senators are reviewing FBI report on Kavanaugh. I just think this is comical. Does anyone see the humor in this? The FBI bought the report. They put it in a safe. Who puts it in a safe? How does it get there? Is it a handcuffed briefcase that they take the report? I mean, it's the report that we know is bogus. The whole thing is bogus. This whole fiasco is bogus. You settled it in the Senate. That's what the Senate is for. If you lie before the Senate, it's a felony every bit as which if you lie to the FBI. Let's go to the FBI. Let's put it in a briefcase. Let's lock it in a case. Let's let some senators read. This is like so bogus. It should be out there. We're paying for these things. And by the way, and I want to parallel this, and I'll talk to Mayor Giuliani about this coming up in about 20 minutes. The Mueller probe, it's a disgrace. That's as much a disgrace as the Kavanaugh situation. What we're paying for this. Does anybody up in arms? Are any representatives going, we can't charge the taxpayer any more money? How much does a Mueller probe run up $30 million? $30 million roughly?
The mayor will know, I'm sure.
How much is Mueller himself making off of the Mueller probe?
I mean,
and you see how it goes away. I'm sorry, Frank. I get fired up. It goes away. The Mueller probe just goes away. Oh, my God. Because now it's all about Kavanaugh. This is a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game that they play. And I try to look because I'm a very human person with a lot of human feelings. And I'm very grounded down to earth and understand all sides. And I want to be very frank and objective about it. I watch a senator and he talks about Kavanaugh and the situation of Kavanaugh. And I'm watching Blumenthal and I'm going, this guy can't be serious. In the back of even my dear friend Cory Booker, who, look, a longtime friend, we disagree politically, but I'm watching him say, guilty or innocent, he shouldn't be a Supreme Court justice. What is going on in the crevices of someone's mind like that? It's like, oh, I think they get marching orders from the DNC. They get marching orders saying, here's what we got to stay. We have to stay on point. We don't want this guy in at all. And then we got to delay to the midterms, and then we're going to put our guy in. That's all it's about. And then on the surface, do people really, are they buying any of this? Or does everybody see through it like we do and you kind enough to listen?
You get it.
Of
the polls, but according to the polls, the country seems about pretty evenly divided between those who want Kavanaugh confirmed and those who don't. So
I think
it's a very polarized time in America.
You know, I don't know if it's huge. I'm not a huge fan of, oh, Judge Kavanaugh's the guy. I'm not a huge fan. He's a guy. He seemed like to be a right guy. I saw him in the hearings, and he seemed like a good guy. This could be the guy, Supreme Court Justice. But the way they went after him, then I got a problem. They had nothing to do with what he believed as he would be on the Supreme Court. Nothing to do with it. It was, they'll take it down. This is our agenda. This is what we're going to do. We're going to stall at any test. And they don't care. Dianne Feinstein, she's a rough chick. She's a rough gal, I'm telling you. Very, very tough. And where is she? Joe DeGeneva's right. Where'd she go all of a sudden? They buried her for a second now?
Huh? No, I'm sure she'll be examining the report with a fine tooth.
They're down there now
with
the safe? Why can't we see? They should show us something. There should be that. Isn't that show Circus on HBO? Don't they get in there, you know, because they're very liberal, so they get inside all that. Maybe they're recording this on video.
I think it's on Showtime.
Showtime, whatever it is, yeah. I want to see a camera down there. 919. Let me go to Anthony real quick before we go to break. Anthony, what's on your mind this morning? And good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning,
Anthony.
I love you guys, man.
Listen,
it doesn't matter what they do, Joe. This is the greatest time to be an American, Joe.
Yeah.
We got them, and Donald Trump's going in for another four, Joe. Listen, I remember what I did 30 years ago, and that's scary, man. You know what I mean? I mean, we were kids. We never meant no harm.
I know.
Listen, they can say whatever they want. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm going to help the Republicans. And we're going to get this country back again.
All right.
God bless this place.
You're right. And God bless America, indeed. Anthony, you're absolutely right. And thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your patriotism, because it is our time. Jerry Flynn's going to join us, the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers, and Mayor Giuliani this hour as well. Susie Cerrone looking out for you on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Susie?
Let's get Anthony and Russ together. Wouldn't that be a great segment?
Yeah. At a ball game. Forget about it.
No,
forget about it.
How much did you pay for the parking? How much? All right, Joe, another problem in the Bronx this morning. This time it's a stall on the Cross Bronx Westbound by the Bronx River Parkway. Right lane out on the Cross Bronx Westbound, you're backed up from the Bruckner. Luckily in Brooklyn, that accident on the Belt Parkway Eastbound at Bay Parkway, everything is off onto the shoulder. Accident in Queens still being cleared on the Cross Island Southbound by Northern Boulevard. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, 40 for the upper, 25 to 30 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The outbound Lincoln about 10 minutes from that earlier accident on 495. Everything is open. Holland Tunnel about 25 from either approach. Delays in Jersey on 78 West went into Vauxhall Road from that earlier accident. Boy, it's slow on 287 southbound, exit 17 to 12 with a crash. Thruway southbound delays, exit 13 into Westchester. Then 287 is slow from the Thruway to 8 in White Plains. Two accidents on the island, one on the LIE eastbound at Lakeville Road, the other on the Northern State westbound by the Seaford Oyster Bay. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Catch the start of a National League Division Series this afternoon as the Colorado Rockies face the Milwaukee Brewers. Pre-game at 4:30, first pitch at 5:07. MLB on ESPN, live on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Win a free case of CoQ10ergy. CoQ10ergy hydrates and energizes, but is healthy. Caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. Enter online at am970theanswer.com. Contest runs monthly with a new winner every month through the end of 2018. Every entry receives a free sample of CoQ10ergy at no cost and free shipping. One online entry will be chosen at random on the final Friday of each month and will be announced on my show the following Monday. See complete contest rules at am970theanswer.com.
The 4-1 Orange look to get back on track this Saturday at Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam, Terry, and me for all the action with Orange pregame at 11, kickoff 12:20 on AM970 The Answer, New York's radio home for Syracuse University football.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
We're going in. We're going in. My goodness gracious, what a morning. It's 9:24. Jerry Flynn is in the studio, the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers. We'll be talking with Mr. Flynn in a moment. We have a new product. I got to tell you about this headlight harness. You're going to love it. I have it for Otis. It's a headlight harness. It was invented by a local New Jersey couple, right? The Pianellis. Great. I had such a good time talking with Mr. Pianelli. This is a bright LED integrated light into the vest of the harness of the dog. So it's making you and your dog highly visible to vehicles and illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight. I'm telling you, when I saw this thing, I couldn't believe it. I love my dog Otis. You know, but he's got a big Bernese Mountain dog, right? So they send the headlight harness over to me, and you press a button, and the harness is very comfortable on the dog. And you could almost, what I like about it, out in the property, out in the boondocks of Jersey, I could let Otis run with the light on. I see exactly where he is. And God forbid there's a raccoon, a coyote. Look, I'm in the boondocks of Jersey. I got animals out there. The headlight harness, it keeps my dog safe. And I could see exactly where the dog is. And then when you put him on the leash, he's got a beautiful little hook, very, very conveniently. You could walk the dog around with the headlight harness. This is a genius invention. The headlight harness makes a perfect gift. It comes in a variety of colors, can be customized with the pet's name. I have Otis on the back. Thank you for asking. Contact info. It can be customized. It comes in a variety of sizes to fit all dogs. From 4 pounds to 200 pounds. Otis is like 120 pounds. Slips easily on. And if it doesn't bother Otis, it's not going to bother any dog. It's virtually impossible for a pet to escape. It's no choke. That's what I like about it. It's a harness. It's not around the dog's neck. By the way, it's Jersey law. You gotta secure your pet in the car. Do it with the headlight harness. The headlight harness will secure your pet safely and comfortably. To order a headlight harness, go to headlightharness.com. Listen to Joey on the radio. I'm telling you, you're going to love this product. Use the promo code AM970. You get 20% off the product on the site. Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. Let me give you the number, Al. 800-597-0181.
Due to the game, you can hear Jay Sekulow live today at 3:30 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Episcopal in the morning. It's 9:26. Stay with us right now if you'd be so kind. We appreciate it. Jerry Flynn, we're honored to have Jerry Flynn with us in the studio with us. He is the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers. It's so funny when you have guests in. Mr. Flynn, first of all, welcome to AM 970. Welcome to the Episcopo Show.
Thank you, Joe.
So proud. Thanks for all you do for law enforcement. And then you just said to me, you have a Bernese Mountain Dog.
I do. I had two of them. Unfortunately, they don't live that long.
What was the age of yours, if I may ask?
10 years old.
Yeah,
and
10.
She died at 10, and yeah. He lost his best friend. He's 9. And he's doing well.
Yeah, me too. Otis is 8, like, you know. But this harness is great. I'm chuckling as you're next to me.
I'm going
to
be calling my wife when I get out of the show and say, order one of those, will you?
Get that. And Sean is with us, Sean McArdle. We appreciate you joining us well from the United Federation of Police Officers. Sean, welcome.
Thanks,
guys, I have to tell you straight up, we appreciate it, and I'm honored to have you here. We're staunch supporters unapologetically of law enforcement across the United States of America. The New Jersey State Troopers, one of the most elite law enforcement agencies in America, NYPD, what Commissioner O'Neill does, Bill Bratton comes on the show, Bernie Kerik's a buddy, Ray Kelly, this is one of the stellar law enforcement agencies, the tactical command that we saw when we have an event in New York. Thank you for protecting the police officers. What the heck is going on? Another cop killed yesterday in South Carolina.
Joe, let me just start off by saying that our thoughts and prayers are with the Florence, South Carolina Police Department, and Terrence Carroll Wade and his family, who was by all means, by all indications of everybody, was like a massive man and a great cop. And it's so sad and sickening to once again be talking about assassinating police officers. And this wasn't just a random act. This guy knew they were coming with a warrant. They showed up. He's on the second floor with a high-powered rifle, and they were just sitting ducks. So, again, our hearts and prayers go out to the members of that department and Mr. Calloway's family, Officer Calloway's family.
Why do you think this is happening? And I can't get an answer on it, and none of us know. We just support. We're so pro-cop. The last 8 years, I grant it was anti-cop. I don't know if you felt that. We felt that. It was under Eric Holder, the AG. It was anti-cop. Now you have a president who stops the motorcade, gets out of the car, and goes over and makes sure he shakes every hand of law enforcement. And it seems to be the tenor is changing. Yeah. But almost 40 cops this year, Jerry.
Joe, I was a police officer in Lowell, Massachusetts, about 25 miles north of Boston. It's the fourth largest city in the Commonwealth, and there was a breakfast when Obama was there, and our organization opted not only to not go but to picket the event. And this was a gentleman who, as President of the United States, got up and talked about acting stupidly. The Cambridge police officer, who not only was not only brilliant, this kid has been trained highly in the issues that he was faced with, and this guy got on the air, got on the microphone, and started bashing police officers, and that has turned into a national disgrace. And he was a national disgrace for those of us in law enforcement. Donald Trump, when he came, was looking for endorsements, we were the first union to come out and endorse Donald Trump. Not just the first police union, the first union. We went to his office. We vetted with him. I spent an hour and a half with him, and I told him, you know, if you're a mailman and you get killed in the line of duty, you could get the death penalty. If you kill a police officer, you get a medal when you're going through the Rikers Island or some other place that you're going to spend the rest of your boring life with. But, you know, the president, we have had multiple conversations with him about certain agendas that we're looking forward to doing. And it's a breath of fresh air over what we've gone through the last 8 years before the Trump administration.
Which, Joe, I think you actually hit a good nail on the head by, you know, what can change. One of the agendas that the UFPO is pushing is we're trying to make blue equal green, which is a slogan that we're pushing nationwide. If you remember in the 60s when the veterans were coming back from Vietnam, the country was not very nice to veterans, and it's taken a lot of years to be able to support those. So us going forward with this agenda, making blue equal green, is the agenda of us trying to have those same rights of police officers. Our military deserve those rights and respect for defending us overseas. Our police officers every day face the same deadly battles on the streets and defend us every single day. If something bad goes down, you're calling the police officers to come down. So what we're looking to do is try to change the public perception of police officers. We're going to do that by, you know, running some ads, some spots on some TVs, and some social media stuff to try to change the perception, to show what police officers do every day in the community. Media loves to show the fact that our police officers do something bad, which probably makes up less than a fraction of every interaction people have with police officers every single day. What we're going to try to show is the stuff that guys do every single day. You know, the stop and shoot hoops with the kids, being out in the community.
Delivering babies, man, on the run.
Huh? Delivering babies.
Absolutely. How many times do you see that every day, right?
I've had that luxury, thank you.
You really? Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean, no Sean McArdle. Sean, what's your title with the union?
I'm the International Secretary Treasurer.
All right. And tell me about the baby, Jerry.
my father and I, we delivered Asian twins.
No kidding. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. So like in the car?
Yeah, no, in her apartment, in a housing project.
But you didn't even get to the car?
No.
Oh. Do they train you for that, man?
There's training, but, you know, it's an academy.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I'm so glad you guys are here, because this is exactly what they should play every day, Sean, to your point, on the TV. This is what I want to see. And Fox News is the only network that puts it on. Yeah. Everybody else, if a police officer looks wrong, or if there's one, God forbid, bad cop, boom, that is the story. That's the headline on the network news. And that whole tenor has to change.
You know, Joe, my son's a Massport police officer, and Massport Authority police officer, and there was a gentleman who was with his family. He left, got up early, went and got in the car, and apparently the car tipped over into a pond. Well, the man had Alzheimer's. His family didn't know he left. My son ended up saving the gentleman's life, and he was given an award, and Sean and I both attended.
Yeah.
And not only is it great as a police officer, but as a parent or a friend or a father, you know, it's really amazing. The lack of reason, that was never covered by any media.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
None.
Exactly.
But yet, if he was wrestling with somebody, and, you know, went hands-on with him, that's all over the paper.
Walk me through this, too, guys, because I have to be very careful when I say this, because I always just say, I'm the spokesperson of the Boys and Girls Clubs. My mission over the years, because I was a punk in school, you know, but thank God I had my parents there, you know. And by back in the day then, a cop would take you in front of your house and just go to the parents, take care of this kid. If I see him one more time out here, then I'm going to have to deal with me. And it was like a family brotherhood thing. And I see what we did. And you got to give Governor Christie, for all his faults, what he did, he formed this county police force. I wasn't crazy about it because he kind of cut into the union and some pension and welfare problems, which I totally disagree with. But he took the county police force to work with the community. So I'm thinking to myself, that's great. And I tried to do that, too. I tried to get the Newark police with the kids in the city of Newark to see that the cops are regular people. But for crying out loud, it's like when you get a call and it's a stressed area, and you're going in to a stressed area for a domestic violence call, all the responsibility all of a sudden is on the police officer. No one says thank you for helping out. No one's going to go near that area because of the high crime rate. Yet if there's an incident, boom, it's the cops all of a sudden. You need people from that community to say, maybe the pastors, I'm just suggesting, I don't know what the answer is. Someone's got to come out and say, wait, these guys were brave enough to show up to help that woman being battered. It was police officers that goes into the inner city. Those are the heroes, yet the press somehow always turns it around.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was a member of the Lowell Police Department, original community policing unit, the first community policing unit in the country. And Janet Reno came, and we were playing basketball with the kids. They used to call us the Grin and Wave Squad because we didn't arrest anybody anymore. You just went around waving at people. And Joe, for the first time in my life, I was a police officer for 33 years, it was the first time they waved at me with all their fingers. So, ultimately, she came to town, and we went around and we talked about what needed to be done. And
yeah,
the perception of police officers back then, and it wasn't that long ago, was pretty high. And again, during that 8-year span.
Yeah.
Took a dive.
Well, listen, we support you. We love the men and women, certainly in blue. Tell us about, before we let you go, Jerry Flynn and Sean McArdle, about the United Federation of Police Officers. Who do you represent? How do you join? How can we reach out to you?
So we represent police officers throughout the country. The United Federation of Police Officers has been on the forefront of legislative change and change in this country. We are the first and founding members of the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C., which is one of the only living memorials down in Washington. So what we're here today to talk about is what we're trying to do is we're trying to guarantee, you touched upon earlier, guarantee police pensions. So part of our national agenda is to put forth guaranteed police pensions. We're seeing now that the federal government, the state governments, and local governments are not carrying out their responsibility of the pension. And we're seeing pensions fail. We've seen them fail in Dallas. We've seen them fail in Chicago, San Jose. You know, the questions next is, you know, for your listeners, is New Jersey next where the pension isn't going to go forward? So we started a website strictly for this, protectpolicepensions.com. There's no cost for anybody to join. What we're looking for is the numbers so that we can petition the legislator in Washington to be able to move forward to have a guaranteed police pension so that when we go into this line of work and we're promised a pension when we get done and put our lives on the line, that we're going to be able to be guaranteed this when we actually go out and not have these failures.
It should be illegal to take it away.
Well, Joe, it's no different than, like, if you go put your money in the bank, the FDIC is guaranteed. The government guarantees that money.
Yeah.
The government should be guaranteed the pensions that were promised to these individuals and these hardworking police officers.
Now, my brothers and sisters in blue in the state of New Jersey really got stung in that regard. Guys, thank you for your service.
Thank
God
you
bless
very
you. Godspeed. We got your back.
Thank you, Joe.
Jerry Flynn, Sean McArdle. God bless. Mayor Giuliani coming up momentarily. Big Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new poll shows New Jersey voters do not want to see Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Supreme Court. The Fairleigh Dickinson Public Mind poll shows 49% are against the nominee's confirmation, while 32% are in favor of it. Kavanaugh denies sexual assault allegations made against him from when he and his accuser were in high school. The poll was taken after the two testified in last Thursday's dramatic hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The guy who decided to steal a Clifton Diner's mascot is now dealing with the cops after bringing the item back. Surveillance video shows the male suspect slide into the Allwood Diner lobby Monday and snake a giant teddy bear wearing an autism awareness T-shirt. As police investigated and local public outcry led to the donation of several new bears, the thief bowed to pressure and returned yesterday with the original bear. ABC7 reports police got a hold of the suspect and took him into custody. In sports, Yankees are moving on to a matchup with their bitter rivals, the Boston Red Sox. The Bronx Bombers cruise past the Oakland Athletics in the American League wild card game with a 7-2 win. Aaron Judge got the party started in the first inning with a two-run homer. New York never looked back. The Red Sox, they'll host the Yankees for Game 1 of the American League Division Series tomorrow night. And we also have baseball on our air tonight on AM 970. The Answer, it's game one of the NLDSs. Thank you, Joe. The Milwaukee Brewers against the Colorado Rockies, pregame at 4:30, first pitch shortly after 5. You can listen to it right here on AM 970. The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 66 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Stall on the Cross Bronx westbound by the Bronx River Parkway. That's got the right lane blocked. Accident in Queens, just about gone from the Cross Island southbound by Northern Boulevard. Inbound George 40 for the upper, 25 for the lower. They're doing road work on the George upper level back to Jersey, blocking the right lane, so keep that in mind. Inbound Lincoln about 30, in at the Holland 25 from either approach. Crash on 287 southbound at exit 12. You're backed up from exit 17. And the thruway southbound delays from a little south of exit 13 across the Tappan Zee into Westchester. 287 eastbound is solid from the thruway to exit 8 in downtown White Plains. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of a balmy 79 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 57 in the city. Friday, sunny and 66. Saturday, partly sunny and 66. Partly sunny on Sunday and warm with a high of 78. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. First five call is next 5 minutes. Come on, you know what I'm telling you. Route 22 Toyota, you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Just say, Joey sent me. All European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. Meet Alex Kinsella when you're over there, please. Get that 0% APR financing up to 72 months. 72 months for qualified buyers. Check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. We love the family. And you don't have to deal with dummies. Iggy is over there. Alex and Carmelo and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. We love Route 22 Toyota like a family. Now you get this from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter if you call 855-621-9949. $99.49. There it is. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 9:44 on AM 970. The Answer. We're trying to make hide our hair of what's going on with this FBI report. Where was it? It's in a safe in the bowels of the Capitol, apparently. And now only senators are able to see it, and we're not hearing. I'm looking at the TV. I'm looking online. We're scouring all over. I'm watching news reports, and I'm not seeing anything about it. Apparently, this is in complete private. So it's very, very interesting exactly what's going to happen with that with the Kavanaugh report and FBI. Now, the White House already has said, they said that they're not going to hold anything. There was nothing against Judge Kavanaugh in it that they saw, so that he will be confirmed. And we think once they go to cloture that he will be confirmed tomorrow. You know, Mayor Giuliani is a personal friend, I'm proud to tell you. He is a hero of 9/11, put his life on the line like nobody else, brought America back from a horrible, the worst terrorist attack in our history. And he is on the line with us this morning. Mayor Giuliani, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Oh, always a pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, sir. But we have so much to talk to you about. But the Yankees yesterday, Mr. Mayor, I'm just saying, huh?
Look like the Yankees of old. You know, they're zoned in right at the right time.
I know.
It reminds me of those Joe Torre teams that as soon as you got to the playoffs, that was it, boy. They just focused in and laser-like.
I know. Mr. Mayor, you think they could beat the Red Sox? I'm feeling good about it. What are you thinking, sir?
I like the matchup with the Red Sox. It looked good all year. I think we have a little more hitting than they do. And I think our pitching has come around. Look at Severino last night. You can't pitch better than that.
And he was so pumped up, too, Mr. Mayor. He was pumped up. You saw he was just totally jacked up. It was so exciting to see.
I was sitting right behind the plate. That slider.
Yeah.
That slider was moving. It looked about 50 yards. I mean, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You know, and Mr. Mayor, I got to tell you what an honor it was to be with you when we did the Tunnel to Towers with Frank Siller and the Siller family. It was so great to have you there. And then when we kicked off the race, and then when I introduced you in front of 30,000 strong, and then you're like a rock star. We never forget what you did during 9/11, and every single one of those, the Gold Star families, the first responders, those catastrophically wounded warriors. What a wonderful thing. And I think to top it off, I really think personally, you and I doing New York, New York, I mean, it doesn't get better than that, sir.
You gotta bring me out to Las Vegas or Atlantic City or something when you do it.
I saw it. That was great.
I told you, I dress up like Marilyn Monroe again if you want.
Now, wait a minute. We can't. Well, you can't even fool around like that anymore.
I can't fool around.
The
president will get mad at me. My client will get mad at me.
I doubt it. No, and I love the way I love your close relationship with President Trump. And how you work through the shenanigans in Washington.
I am so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. You know, we all supported him for president, and I knew he'd be a good president.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he'd be this good. Yeah. I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
I particularly wouldn't have thought he accomplished this much for all the garbage they're playing on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the investigation. These investigations now, it's so obvious what's going on. Are completely fabricated. They're put together in order to take them out of office.
Now, where do we go?
From day one, Orr and with Steele and with all these people that are conniving, it's got to be that they put this together as their insurance policy.
How are you?
Remember?
Yep. It's exactly.
Remember the insurance policy?
Exactly right. We are stunned, and I know. If you're listening, I'm with Mayor Giuliani, Joe Piscopo on the radio, and you're feeling the same way I think the mayor and I feel. This Mueller probe, talk about a witch hunt. It's a fiasco. And after you see what's happening with Kavanaugh, you could see how fake the Mueller probe is. Where are we with that, Mr. Mayor, in regards to the President of the United States?
Well, I don't know if you look at that recent article in The Hill in which there were meetings to plan this with the FBI, with the top people in the FBI. I don't know if there's any legitimacy to this at all. I mean, I think this started completely with no evidence. Then he went ahead and initiated these wiretaps, which looked to me to be illegal. They put Mueller in. They have no crime to be investigated, which doesn't allow you to put in an independent counsel. There's one bit of wrongdoing after another, leading to the conclusion that this is a political probe, not a legitimate investigation. I don't know where that leaves us, except Mueller's still hanging on. I mean, he should have come to a conclusion by now. He sure has enough evidence to come to a conclusion.
But you're not going to allow the president to speak to Mueller, correct, sir?
I'm not in favor of that. I mean, it's up to the president. I'm not in favor of speaking to Mueller. I've seen too many of these situations where little things were made. Look at that fellow Papadopoulos. A year and a half investigation, millions of dollars, and 14 days in jail?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me that isn't a dumb charge.
I know.
I think when I was U.S. attorney, I don't think we ever had a 14-day case in the Southern District of New York. Right?
Yeah, it's so true.
I mean, that's like the judge telling you, what the hell did you bring this stupid thing for? Here's 14 days. Get rid of this damn thing.
Hey, you know what, Mr. Mayor? How much do you think Bob Mueller personally made on this whole investigation, price-wise?
Well, I mean, he got government salary, I imagine. But, I mean, they probably spent upwards of $25, $30 million by now.
Look at that. And now, shouldn't this man just step up, be a man, Mr. Mayor, and say, I got nothing. I don't want to take down Michael Cohen. I don't want to take out General Flynn. I got nothing. And just walk away. Wouldn't that be the manly thing to do, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be the just thing to do, which is what he was appointed to do. He wasn't appointed to headhunt for the president, which is the only reason they went after Manafort and put him in solitary confinement.
Yeah, amazing.
Because they wanted him to flip on the president, which he's not doing and not going to do, I don't think, because he can't do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything wrong. The guy has brought all these totally irrelevant cases. I mean, Manafort from 12, 13 years ago, with stuff having nothing to do with President Trump. Papadopoulos not knowing anything about President Trump's involvement in the collusion that never took place. I mean, this is the only collusion involved here was the Steele dossier, putting together a phony FISA wiretap, and then engineering the appointment of Mueller, which seems to have been done by Comey.
Yeah. And now what's going to happen with Judge Kavanaugh this morning? And I find it amusing, Mr. Mayor, is that they have this in a safe, this FBI investigation's in a safe, and only senators are going to look at it, and it's secret. I mean, and we know it was there were so many holes and flaws in Dr. Ford's testimony. What do you think happens with Judge Kavanaugh, sir?
I don't even have to look at the report. I know what's in the report. I mean, not that I know on inside information. I know by instinct of years of doing this on what's in that report.
Yes, sir.
People didn't tell the committee staff one thing and the FBI another. There's too many dangers of perjury under either situation. So, I mean, so basically they came up with Dr. Ford, who may very well, in her own mind, be telling the truth because I think the woman had something terrible happen to her, except it didn't involve Judge Kavanaugh. And it probably was far worse than even what you described. She's probably not it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I've had several people who are doctors, one in particular, tell me that they are convinced that something really very bad happened to her because of the way in which she seemed so tentative and she seemed very, very nervous and also very confused about first she said she was afraid to fly. Then it turns out she's been flying, you know, many, many places. Then they said at one point she was claustrophobic. And now there's proof that she's been in very, very close circumstances with no problem. She can distinctly remember Judge Kavanaugh, but that's only after 25 years of not mentioning him and saying there were four people instead of two. Now she remembers him, but she can't remember where it happened. She can't remember who drove her there. She wasn't inebriated, but she can't remember who took her home in a very, very stressful situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd remember for sure in a situation like that where something traumatic happened.
Yeah.
I don't know who came and bailed me out. I mean, who, you know. And you'd also think that person had come forward now, right?
Yeah.
If I was the person that came and helped her out of that jam, I'd say, oh, yeah, I'm the one who took her from that party.
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly what happened.
That's exactly right.
She looked very distraught. She looked very upset. She was crying. Oh, my goodness. I had to go over there in the middle of the night or whatever the heck it was. I had to go pick her up.
Yeah. I
can remember back to situations like that in college where some buddies of mine got in trouble. I had to go help them. I remember a guy whose car got stuck on the road. I had to go help him. You remember things like that. And then, God forbid, if they were in front of Congress in a situation like this, I'd be the first one to call them and say, hey, I remember. I'll help you out.
You know what, Mr. Mayor,
the story is just too strange.
And it's horrible the way the Democrats use this poor girl, Mr. Mayor, yes?
Yeah, they use anybody. I mean, you can see that. Now, they're almost casting her aside now. Now they're saying that the guy lied about being a drunk of some kind.
Man.
I tell you, if this kid was a drunk, I may get my kids to start drinking for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy has had 30 years of being one of the most distinguished lawyers in America, 11 years on the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
If he ever had a problem, he sure as hell straightened out. Wow.
Mayor Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, and a true warrior of the war on New York. And just thank you so much for all you've done for the city, Mr. Mayor. Hey, you know what, Mr. Mayor, happy Columbus Day, because you know Columbus discovered America, sir.
Of course he discovered America.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, and he's Italian. I mean, that's even better.
There it is. Happy Columbus Day, Mr. Mayor.
America is such a great place. It was founded by an Italian.
Yeah. There it is. Thank you, Rudy Giuliani. Love you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Well, we're coming right back. 9:55 right now with Piscopo in the morning.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have Eric Gonzalez, district attorney of Brooklyn here. Let's talk about criminal justice reform.
People looking for programming that keeps us safe, and that we, you know, in Brooklyn and Manhattan, we target what we call the drivers of violent crime, the people who are going to hurt us or hurt our family members, that we focus on those people and we incapacitate them and we put them in prison. But for so many others, you know, the criminal justice system has become a place where people come in and the case is processed at tremendous cost to all of us, the taxpayers, and to especially young black and brown people who become criminalized when nothing of substance happens with their case.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 956 right now, telling you about Dino and Harry's. Here is the number for Dino and Harry's. We want you to call 201-659-6202, 201-659-6202. Best steakhouse in all of New Jersey. You're going to love the mouthwatering steaks, seafood, chicken dishes, fresh vegetables, unbelievable appetizers, mojitos at the bar, and that beautiful carved cherry wood bar. You're going to love that. The ambiance, the decor. It's like a turn-of-the-century saloon at Dino and Harry's. And Dino is there to greet you. We will be there. That is our hang for AM 970, The Answer. Dino and Harry's, number one steakhouse in all of Jersey. Go to DinoandHarrys.com, DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu, make reservations, or call 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Ask for Dino. You make reservations and you tell him, please, that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you. Jersey Joe on the radio, 9:57. Frank, what happened? We lost a service.
We don't have a name yet, but a U.S. service member was killed today in Afghanistan, according to the Pentagon.
All right. Rest in peace, and we'll get into that, too. And I see the phone calls, and I apologize. So much has happened over the last hour or so. I apologize for that. I'm looking at your numbers. I'm going to sear your names in my brain, and I ask that you call back tomorrow. Would you do that, please? 6 a.m., Piscopo in the morning. We're looking for you, and I'll be looking for you, okay? And then we're going to find out about this FBI situation. I'm hearing nothing. I'm looking at nothing. Unbelievable you can't make this up. Mike Gallagher is going to break it all down for you as well at 10:05. Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you. Thank you, Albert. I'm glad you're up and you're running. And Susie Cerrone, thanks for doing such a great job for Debbie Duhaime. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let's do this again tomorrow, 6 a.m., right here on AM 970. The Answer. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy announcing a computer science for all initiative to advance tech and programming focused classes to schools across the Garden State. Next year's state budget includes $2 million to increase the number of public high schools that offer advanced computer science courses. Murphy says the initiative will help equip New Jersey students with the skills needed for jobs of the future. This marks the first time that New Jersey has specifically funded expanding computer science education. Two bus passengers are being treated for minor injuries after a New Jersey Transit bus collided with a car in Newark. Happened just after 7:15 this morning near the intersection of 12th Avenue and Bergen Street. That's right next to University Hospital. Police say a dozen other people on the number 34 bus walked into the emergency room to get checked out. No word yet on what caused the crash. In sports, Yankees over the A's, 7-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.